Welcome back to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Katrina Cartwright, Education Outreach Manager at the NADB, filling in for your regular host, Amanda Colson, and you are listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Now, for those of you who have been listening to our show tonight from the very beginning, you would know that I have a wonderful person in the studio with me. We've been talking about a great development on Exuma, Exuma Arts Network. Sansan and I have been talking about all the great things about Exuma Arts Network. It's new, it's fresh, it's interesting, it has so much potential, and it's bringing artists in Exuma together. So Sansan and I met, when did we meet Sansan? I can't remember.
November, December, I think.
Yeah, last year. It was like completely unexpected. it was a quick connection, and we just said, okay, well, let's have a conversation and see what comes out of this. And the conversation was really about, okay, Sansan had this great idea to do something for the community in Exuma that centered on the arts of bringing other artists in. And the NADB has been working for a long time to develop a stronger relationship with the Family Islands in the Bahamas because, you know, we, while the Villa Doyle, where the NADB lives, is in Nassau, we are a national institution. So it's really, really important for us to find a way to connect with our Family Islands, to connect with the rest of the country, because otherwise we wouldn't be a national institution. So having this conversation with Sansan was apropos because we have been looking for ambassadors, for people to work with, you know, the right kind of people, of course, to work with, to connect with, to partner with, to collaborate, to have NADB programming on the ground on these islands year round, as opposed to it just being our inter-island traveling exhibition, right? Because for those of you who have heard us talking about the Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition, you know, we rotate around the Bahamas and take pieces from the National Collection to the islands. We take programming. Unfortunately, we only can do it twice a year, so we tend to only visit the smaller islands maybe once every 5 years and the larger islands once every 3 years, which really isn't a lot of time. When you think about it, we just kind of like land there, we do something for a week or two, we leave the exhibition for a month, and that's it. And while it's exciting and great, it really helps us to meet a lot of new people. We really don't have that ongoing connection that we really want to have on these islands, because we want the NHB to be a space that everybody feels that they can connect with, that they can be a part of, that they can access. And that only can be done if you're constantly in touch with people, because teachers rotate out of schools, right? Teachers rotate out of schools, community members leave, they stay, people get sick. I mean, the list goes on, right? So when Sansan and I sat down and had our conversation, we were like, okay, well, we want to do something. You want to do something. How do we make this work?
And it's like you said, it's great to introduce the NAGB to a lot of people here in Exuma. They have no idea. I mean, honestly, there's actually a lot of people who don't really leave the island that often. They might go see family in Nassau, but that's what they're doing. They're going to see family. They're not necessarily going to the NAGB. In fact, the number of times I have said NAGB, and they say, "What's that?" And I'm like, it's the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. It's your national gallery. And they don't know what that is or what it's all about or what's in there. So I agree. I think, you know, if you can't bring the people to the gallery, bringing the gallery to the people is the alternative. And yeah, it's not easy, especially because of our geography here. It's not like you can just put everything on a truck and, you know, take it across a highway and land it into another city or another town. Here, it does take, you know, it's going to take a lot more logistics.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm sure sure we're going to get into that.
So many logistics. And, you know, it's definitely something I think, you know, the Inter-Island Traveling Exhibition, we call it the ITE for short, has been moving around the country for the past 5-6 years. And, you know, I think what we try to do is we work really hard to make each encounter on the island specific, right? So while we're taking an exhibition that's already been designed, what we work hard to do is get into communities, find people to work with, to advise us to find like the right spaces to have the exhibition, to rethink our programming so it's something the community can relate to and want to be a part of. And, you know, and the team works really hard, but, you know, the education outreach team, which is a team that actually manages that entire program, is only made up of 3.5 people. So I say half because we have a part-time person. So you can imagine that small team doing something that involved twice a year, plus doing other programming throughout the year.
Mm-hmm. and not being familiar with this space, with this area.
Yeah, and not being so, which is why, you know, we could never do the ITE without community partners. And while we're there and why we're connected to the people, it's great. But, you know, once we leave, you know, everybody gets caught up in all the new things that come up because that's just life. You can't keep your eye on the past. So it's not surprising that a lot of people in Exuma don't know what the NAGB is because, you know, last time we were in Exuma was in, I think that was before Joaquin hit, maybe 2014.
Wow.
It's been a while.
It's been a while. We need to work on that.
Or maybe not. No, I got that wrong. I think it was 2016. No, that's right. But that's still been a while. So
the last year doesn't count.
No, 2020 is not a real year.
That doesn't count.
So what we came up with, so we're very excited to say that the NAGB has signed an MOU with Exuma Arts Network to take existing NAGB programming to Exuma year-round through Exuma Arts Network. And that would be our summer camp. That would be our art club eventually. That would be any workshops we have that we feel can actually have an impact in the community. And we'll be working together to make that happen because why not?
Yeah. And plus we've got our mural project.
Yes.
Coming up as well. And that's going to be also in collaboration with the Bahamas National Trust that we are, all of us are super, super excited about that. To have the support like the NAGB is huge. Because honestly, we rely completely on donors. We rely on the generosity of donors and sponsors. For us to have the backing of a national art gallery of the Bahamas, you know, that says, hey, you know, we're legit. They like us too. And, you know, I think we're able to bring a lot more to the table. And when we talk to donors and sponsors, we say, well, this is something that already exists. The NAGB already exists. Now we just want to bring that here to Exuma. And like you said, we've got the summer camp, which while it's been postponed, everything is planned and ready to go. We have all the supplies. We have the lessons. I've got, you know, guests coming in with the children. So whether that happens later this summer, which I don't think it's going to happen this summer. I think it's probably going to be, we'll still have a program in the fall and that'll just be perhaps after school, maybe on Saturdays or something like that. Yeah, we're super excited. And when I tell other people that this is happening, the parents get very, very excited because they still, and I know a lot of artists as well, they want to stay here. They want to stay in Exuma, but they know the scene, the art scene kind of is centralized in Nassau. Mm-hmm. So having someone like the NAGB come here so that they don't have to be there is huge. For parents who do know who the NAGB is, they were so excited that they were very disappointed that we had to postpone it. But they are aware of how important the arts and culture and creativity is on their children. We do have a number of parents here who did move here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And yet, like I said, they don't want to lose that connection to Nassau either. So we're excited about that. We're excited about the mural project. So many ideas. You and I have been talking about, oh, we could do this and we could do that. And yeah, we have exchanges. And, you know, I'm excited. Like you said, the possibilities are endless. But it is going to be a matter, you know, it's going to be a matter of having the community behind us and making sure that this becomes a sustainable program that we have. And for me, that relies heavily on connecting with the community. Mm-hmm. Because it is their gallery, it is their art, it is our art. It is making those connections together.
Yeah. And, you know, and I think the other thing, too, is that, what's something we've learned as an institution is that collaborations, partnerships, relationships are so important. That we could not do half of the work we do without them. Because you need to have community buy-in, and you have to have people in those communities supporting you. Mm-hmm. Because otherwise, you can have the most elaborate, beautiful program, exhibition, whatever you want to call it, and with all the fixings and the best food on the planet, and nobody will show up.
Absolutely. That's the worst thing that can happen, is to plan all that and have no one show up. But like you said, that's because there's no buy-in in that. What's that saying? Faster alone, further together.
Yes.
And I really believe that.
Yeah. So let's talk a bit more about this mural. So this mural is going to be at Mariah Harbor National Park. Mm-hmm. It's 100 feet long. So it's huge, right?
It's big.
It's big. And this is something that EAN, BNT, and the NAGB are collaborating on together to make happen. And what's this mural going to be about?
One of the biggest, most important things about this mural is that it is going to be involving the community. So we are asking the community, what do you want to see? We're actually leaving a lot of it to the community to see what they, because they're going to be looking at it all the time. Mm-hmm. But with the theme of conservation and marine life, bringing awareness. This is very much about bringing awareness to BNT as well as NAGB, as because it is the artistic part. My understanding with the BNT is that, you know, the idea of a mural is very out there. I mean, we're going to have it in an area that you can't miss it. So it's going to incorporate the arts, which is being very visual, with and I don't want to say mandate, but the vision of BNT mm-hmm. for this environment here, for Mariah, it's the national land and sea park here. And I believe we're looking at an area that's kind of almost towards the beginning of it. So people mm-hmm. kind of know that they are entering that zone of where the land and sea park is. So it's going to be involving the community, local artists. We're going to try to get artists in the area. Because, you know, when you create something like that, you take pride in it.
Mm-hmm. You do.
You become very protective of it. This is what we did. And that's what I think I really want to hear people say, is that, you know, we did this. It's not necessary. It's not, you know, oh, those other people there, they did, like, we did this.
Yeah.
And we did this together. This is ours. Mm-hmm. This isn't somebody telling us what to create. This is the community came together to come up with how this is going to look. Mm-hmm. So That's really the exciting part is connecting everyone yet again, that word connection keeps coming up. But
yeah,
it's important. It's how we exist as humans is connection.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm really excited to see how it comes out. You know, this is starting in September, hopefully, if all goes well.
Yep.
Fingers crossed, because I know you said you also wanted to get the school children involved if it was possible. So mm-hmm. this is going to be a real community effort. And mm-hmm. the other big project that we're looking at doing within this MOU is to actually take the ITE to Exuma in early 2022
mm-hmm.
and be able to do things that we've never been able to do before.
That's going to be fun. I think that's going to be a lot of fun because that's going to be a fun social event.
Yes. Yes. Of course, provided all goes well, you know, we're keeping our eyes on COVID. We're keeping our eyes on the pandemic. We're hoping for the best. But, you know, having this kind of connection, this kind of collaboration already in place on the ground and doing this work already means that we can actually have extended programming. We can do more stuff. We can make more things happen. And we can actually reimagine the entire ITE. Because it's not us saying, oh, my goodness, the education team can only be over there for 7 days and we need to figure out where we're going to keep this thing and we need to find somebody, the exhibition, we need to find somebody to keep an eye on it so nobody destroys the work in our absence.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we need to make sure teachers know that they can take their students there and, you know, like the list goes on. So this is going to, I think, like you said, I think it's going to be really fun. It's going to be really exciting. I think we're going to be able to rethink, reimagine, and really push ourselves for this in a way we haven't been able to in the past because of manpower, because of costs. I mean, there's so many reasons. The list goes mm-hmm. on.
Mm-hmm. And interest. That's the other thing, too, is that you need to have somebody who's going to be passionate to, you know, execute on what NAG, what you guys are hoping to do. And that is my passion. Art is my passion. It is my love. It is. I always say it's how I live and breathe is the art. So
well, you know, I tell people all the time, they're like, well, aren't you going to retire one day? And I was like, well, I don't think artists ever retire.
No,
keep on doing creative things until you can't do them anymore, which probably means you're either physically disabled or mentally disabled at that point. But you're not going to stop because the job finished and you did your 40 plus years. Like it's just a part of who you are. You can't run from it. It's like,
no,
it'd be like cutting off a limb.
Totally. And I, you know, it's kind of morbid, but I keep thinking, well, if I lost a faculty where I couldn't, you know, paint or I couldn't draw anymore, what else would I do? And it keeps going back to, well, it'd be another form of the arts. It would be another, and this is where the creative process comes in. This is where you start thinking, okay, here's this problem. How do I get around it? And it's creative thinking that allows us to get around it. I think we're able to think ourselves and create ourselves out of a situation or create ourselves into a situation.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the important part. But yeah, as an artist, I'm like, yeah, that's how I'm going to go. Well, maybe not, but I'd be very happy if that was the way I went.
With a paintbrush in hand.
Paintbrush in hand or a canvas or something. And I know, you know, as an artist, it is a lifestyle choice. Sometimes it's not even a choice. It's something that you're so drawn to that you can't imagine yourself doing anything else with your life.
No, not at all. So this brings us to the end of our show. Thank you so much, San, for joining us tonight. Thank you for this fabulous conversation. So let our audience know how they can stay up to date on what's happening with the Exuma Arts Network if they're curious about finding out more in the future.
Yeah, we're actually on Instagram, so you can find us on Instagram at Exuma Arts Network. That's arts with an S because I want to include all forms of the arts, all the disciplines. We set up a Facebook page. I'm still working on that one, And there will be a LinkedIn page as well. But primarily right now, you can find us on Instagram, and I do post stories, and we do have posts on there. So find out what we're doing on Instagram.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sansan. Thank you to everybody who joined us tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show. And of course, if you missed a part of the show and you want to listen to this again, or you want to send it to somebody, make sure you go to our website. You can pull it from our archives and listen to it again and share it. Good night, everybody.